60 years ago, when the Soviet Union imposed a blockade on West Berlin, American and British planes began to fly in food and supplies. The 15-month Berlin airlift was a great humanitarian and political success. Veterans have been commemorating the event in Germany. But as Kyle James reports from Berlin, the operation also had a human cost.
Endless cars of vitally needed coal are stalled by the Russian blockade of Berlin.
The first major crisis of the Cold War began on June 24, 1948, when the Soviet Union cut off all road, rail, and water connections to West Berlin. Moscow hoped to force the Allies to abandon this city in the middle of the Soviet-controlled part of Germany by starving it. But 2 days later, Operation Vittles began. Cargo planes hauling milk, flour, and medicine began flying in from West Germany.
Now these Yanks may fly on a mission of mercy, the feeding of hungry Germans in Berlin.
Berlin resident Erika Dimitrovitz was 24 when the airlift began.
Our enemies, who had once dropped bombs on us, were now bringing us food and coal to heat our homes with. I can remember the day the airlift was over. We picked all the flowers we could and took them to the Americans. That was our thank you.
When the airlift ended on September 30th, 1949, more than 2 million tons of food, coal, and other provisions had been flown into West Berlin. The Soviets had given up their blockade, and West Berlin remained a democratic island behind the Iron Curtain until the fall of the Berlin Wall. At Berlin's Tempelhof Airport, which was the center of the airlift operation, a band plays the Star-Spangled Banner at a 60th anniversary ceremony. One of the DC-3 planes used in the airlift circles overhead. Veterans in their late 70s or 80s are seated next to a 65-foot-tall concrete sculpture commemorating the airlift. The three curved prongs at the top symbolize the air corridors the pilots flew. On its base are inscribed the names of about 70 servicemen who lost their lives in the operation. General Roger Brady is the commander of U.S. Air Forces in Europe.
Their ultimate sacrifice is yet another example that freedom is not free. In fact, sometimes it comes at a great cost.
Eleanor Howard from Valdosta, Georgia, knows that all too well. In the main hall at Tempelhof Airport, she chats with other veterans and their wives, who she's accompanied to Germany. And she remembers her husband, Captain William R. Howard, who flew in the airlift.
Such a fine Christian man, and so good-looking.
On August 24th, 1948, Captain Howard's plane went down in bad weather while coming back from a delivery to West Berlin. Eleanor was waiting at home on the base for him with their 8-month-old son, wondering why he was late. She says at one point she looked out her window and saw what every military spouse or parent dreads.
I saw the base commander come riding up, and I saw the base chaplain, and I literally turned to stone. I knew something had happened, and so I opened the door, and there to a sea of sad faces, and they told me Bill was gone.
31 Americans lost their lives in the airlift, as well as 39 Britons and 9 Germans. Riley Howard, Captain Howard's son, is with his mom in Berlin. He never really knew his dad, but says he's extremely proud of what he and the other airlift pilots accomplished.
They knew this was a sacrifice. They took it on with that idea, and that ideal to help other people that were in need. And that's why that generation was considered the greatest generation.
Many Germans share that sentiment, and the emotional tie between Germany and America is still strong, despite recent differences over U.S. foreign policy. Gail Halverson was the first of the so-called candy bombers, American pilots who dropped chocolate to Berlin children during the airlift.
We only worked for them for a few months, and for 59 years, they've been spoiling us with gratitude, and it's incredible.
For NPR News, I'm Kyle James in Berlin.